Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Elohim Speaks, and I am Elohim coming to you live out of Philadelphia, where as we're going to do an assertion, I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your life, and I will get what I want. Okay, we got a very interesting topic today, but you know, Always when we start, I always talk about love for 5 minutes. Why do I do that? Because love is so important, and we need to think about it in a slightly different way than they've been telling us to think about it, okay? There's three things, well, four things that we deal with when we come with love. The first thing is emotion. I want you to know that the heart has a knowing that, yeah. The action of reap what you sow, that's our culture. And different languages that the men and women speak, okay? So we're going to touch on these things for a minute. Now, what I talk about here on this show is that there's only one emotion, okay? Since there's only one emotion, what triggers these emotions? Whatever that you hold dear or who you hold special, that's what triggers your emotions, okay? That what triggers an emotional response. And let's say if you love a car so much and somebody didn't mess your car, man, you'd really kill somebody, because that's the kind of thought that you have on the car, see? The car is so important to you, so that triggers your emotion, okay? When you care about somebody, like your children, if somebody messes with your children, oh, man, they got a problem. That will trigger a big emotional response, okay? If you're married, you're hooked up with each other, the little things that you do and say to each other that's important to you, that triggers an emotional response, all right? The emotional response that you get is based on how important a thing is to you. If it's very important to you, somebody disturb it, you get a big emotional response. If it's not important to you, somebody disturb it, you won't get a big emotional response, okay? Some people, you know, they have animals, you know, cats and dogs. You mess with one of their dogs or cats, oh, man, you got it. Problem, a big problem, okay? So, excuse me. So what I suggest is that you, in order to control your emotional output, you need to control what's important to you and what's not important to you. This will control your emotional output on a day-to-day basis, okay? Now this is the second week of January. Think about that. We're 2 weeks into January already. So this year is off with a start. Okay. Now, so you need to take some type of resolution to practice the art of love. Oh, some of you didn't know that. And love is an art. It's an art form. You know, this is how the gigolos get over. They know how to play the art. They know how to play it as an art form, and they use the gigolo like a fat rat. You think of one thing, and they're playing you for something else, you know? So you have to be kind of careful how things go, and it's important that you deal with love in a particular manner. Our slogan, love is the act that makes others feel good. That's so important. As you sojourn through the day, if you're hanging out with somebody or you're with somebody and you're thinking, what do I do, right? What do I have to do to make this person feel good today? And if you're doing that every day, then the person, people that you're being with, you know, you won't be arguing and fussing with each other all the time, because you'll be doing something to make them feel good, you know. A lot of problems that we have based on this culture, which is a dog-eat-dog culture, is leadership. Who's in charge? Who's the boss? That's not an issue. The only thing that issue is, does this person feel good being around you? Are you doing things to make this person feel good on a day-to-day basis, okay? And that's what's important. Okay, now our 5-minute love talk is up. So we're going to go right into the topic, all right? Now the topic is, what does the Bible say about you eating, how you're supposed to eat? Think about this. 2,000 years ago, these people told you to be vegetarians, they told you to be vegan. That's what they're telling you, okay? Genesis 1:29, all right? I have given you herbs and seed, grain, plants from around the world, not just in your backyard, but from around the world, for you as meat. Now think about that. Let's think about how they play in the talking about culture, right? The meat industry, the flesh industry, right, is a $1 trillion industry, you know? You think they want you giving up flesh? No, they don't. This is what 1:29 said, okay? And God said, behold, I have given you every herb, bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the earth, which is the fruit of the tree, visiting seed to you, bearing seed, and fruit that comes from the tree for you. It shall be for you for meat. It shall be for meat. Okay? Think about that. 2,000 years ago, somebody put in this book that you're supposed to be eating as a vegetarian. You're supposed to be vegan. That's what you're supposed to be. That's what you're supposed to be. And this was given to you almost 2,000 years ago. Why do you think these people lived to be 140, 150, 200 years old? Because they were basically on what Dr. Sabin will call a Yugoslav diet. Okay? That's basically what they'd be on. They'd be on a Yugoslav diet, and that's what they would be eating. Okay? Now, it's very important because I'm a Bible thumper, but it's very important to understand what the book is. I talk about the book all the time because it's a very powerful book. The religious teachers have the people, have our children throwing the book in the trash, getting caught up in the spells, you know, like, and you think about how Donald Trump people are, you can't help talk to them. They don't hear nothing. They don't know nothing. All they know is about what Donald Trump is saying. And this is how our ministers got us hooked up. If you're not in that religion, you can't talk to them. You don't know what they're saying. I mean, it's like, you know, they can't hear. That's why Jesus said, let those who have ears, let them hear. Because once people get caught up in the spell, that's what they are, spells, they can't hear what you're saying. And at one point, since you know that they're not going to be able to hear what you're saying, you got to leave them alone. You have to move on so that you can get things done for the people, okay? Now, this is Elohim's five tribes of the constellation Elohim, commonly known as Osiris or Orion's Belt. We call it Elohim. We changed the name. We call it Elohim. That's what we call it, okay? Up there, we're Osiris, A, B, and C. Up there, there's the sun. That's where we come from. There's a whole history on that. We're going to talk about that one day, you know. Right now, we're talking about, you have to excuse me. I don't know why I discovered that to be so, it come on so late, but I need to, it's a good time. This is prime time, and I need to talk to people during prime time. And if they tune in during prime time, then I know that they're pretty much interested in what's going on, okay? Now, what we want to talk about, since the Bible is telling us that we're supposed to be either vegan, vegetarian, that's the same thing, okay? Or be on a plant-based diet. That's another name for it. They gave it different names, so people are starting making money out by calling it something different, you know? The difference between a vegetarian and a vegan, there is no difference, okay? Vegans eat vegetables only. Vegetarians eat vegetables. Yeah, people call themselves a vegetarian, but they'll eat fish. Now, what part of a plant do a fish come from? You got people calling themselves vegetarian, they'll eat eggs. You see, I know some vegetarian, they'll eat eggs. Well, what part of a plant do an egg come from? You know what I mean? So they're not vegetarians. Vegetarians means they only eat vegetables. Vegan, I guess that means you only eat vegetables. The vegan name don't relate to being a vegetarian, but a vegetarian means being a vegetarian, eating vegetables. So if you find somebody that eat a little eggs every now and then, so they're not a vegetarian. More than likely, we can call them life-arians, okay? Because you're eating things that don't require nobody to give up a life. The eggs are not fertile, so when you eat the eggs, you're not actually destroying a chicken, okay? Because that egg that you get in the store is not going to turn into a chicken anyway, okay? So now remember, those who are calling in, if you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial, and it'll let me know that you have something to say, and I open up the mic and you can talk, okay? You can talk, you can shout out, whatever you want to do. That's all fine, okay? Now, since the Bible is telling us that we should be vegetarians, vegans, or from a plant-based diet, we have to think a little further than because the Bible is a code book. I don't teach it as a religious book. But it's a code book, right? So we have to think in terms of how are we going to live, how are we going to eat just vegetables? Where's the proteins and all the minerals and stuff coming from that we need, okay? Well, I thought about that, and I made up what's called a nutrient chart for myself, okay? I made this nutrient chart up for myself, and what I did, I went to nutrients.gov from the government, and the government has a chart that tell you what the body needs, what minerals and nutrients the body needs, all right? I wrote all that down, and from that, it told me what minerals and nutrients I need. From that, what I did, I lined up food that would give me all the minerals and nutrients I need. And from that, I got 5 vegetables, believe it or not. I got 5 vegetables that would give me all the minerals and nutrients that I need. 82 to be exact, you know. Plus, I did do a fruit smoothie along with the vegetables. I take about 13, 14 fruit. Make them into a smoothie, and I drink it down. You know, it all comes out pretty good because I have so much junk or toxins in my body from eating over the years. I take a quarter cup of prune juice before I eat my meal, and that will give me my little extra iron, and plus it will help in the elimination process. Okay. Because once you start eating properly and all that junk in your system, you might get a little constipated, all right? It's kind of interesting. You have to drink the little 3 quarts of water a day. Try to get that in if you can, all right? Yeah, I drink spring water. I try to stay away from the water that comes out the tap to drink. The only thing I use that water for is to flush the toilet and scrub the floor. I wash my clothes in it, you know, and that's about it, okay? So I've given you 5 vegetables. I think I just gave you 5 vegetables. Anyhow, with these 5 minutes, boss, you get 82 minerals and nutrients that the body needs, okay? That's the 5 vegetables again. That would be broccoli, cauliflower, string beans, green beans, green peas, and collard greens. Those are the 5 vegetables. Eat those 5 vegetables at the same time. Now, why would we eat those 5 vegetables at the same time? See what I'm saying? All right, let's get into what the body actually does. The question that I ask at this particular stage is, why are you eating? You know, that's a good question. Most people don't ask themselves that question. Why am I eating? Are you eating to lose weight? Are you eating to gain weight? Are you eating to be healthy? You know what I mean? Are you eating because you're using food as medicine, because you have some kind of disease or something? So the whole thing is, why are you eating? Once you establish why you're eating, then you can better determine what to eat. If you're eating to lose weight, you come up with a diet that's going to help you lose weight. If you're skinny and you ain't nothing but meat and bones and you want to gain weight, then you come up with a diet that's going to make you gain weight. Okay? The reason we should be eating is to make a perfect cell. Okay? Now, every 7 years, the body, redo every cell in the body every 7 years. Also, I like to put out now that those of you who are here for the first time and don't know, if you press 1, if you have a comment or something, we'll open up your mic. You can make a comment or ask the question, okay? And we don't use your name for those who want some little anonymity. We just use the last 4 digits of your phone number, right? And from that phone number, you'll know that we're talking to you, and we'll tell you that your mic is open if you have a question or comment, okay? So I try to say that every 4 or 5 minutes because I've had people call me after the show. I wanted to talk, but I didn't know how. I said, okay. So I'll say that every few minutes so that people that are just calling on, because we have people calling on all throughout the hour, okay? So I'll just say that, okay? Now, why are you eating? You're eating to make the perfect cell. That means you have to eat your vegetables in combination, right? And number one, this society, dog-eat-dog culture, that's what this culture is all about. This is dog-eat-dog culture. There's only 2 cultures that exist. Now, hear me out. The dog-eat-dog culture and the reap-what-you-sow culture. All right, I'll tell you how smart President Hanson is when they set all this up, maybe before the hour is out. But now, the body, right, okay, I only go through this one time. I don't do health every week, but what I'm going to be doing for the next couple of weeks, we're going to zero in on health. Probably because I just got out of the hospital myself. I had some blood clots or something that they said, okay? And they wanted to put me on some kind of blood thinner and all that. But, you know, people that eat, we know what to eat to get rid of this stuff. So, but the best place to go if you want to find out what's wrong, you go to the hospital. Those doctors, they're experts at finding out what's wrong. My problem is that they are not healers, okay? They rely on a pharmaceutical company to heal, you know? And the pharmaceutical company rely on them to get paid because they're mostly drug dealers. And they get paid, they deal in drugs. I mean, they may drug deal in a nasty word, but it's not, you know? Dealing in drugs is okay. If you're dealing in drugs, that's not killing people out there. Well, any of the drugs will kill somebody if you don't take them right. Anyway, I didn't really go down that road. But let's get back to the topic here, okay? The body, it's like when you make a cake. If you make a cake, you don't have enough sugar in it, that cake is not going to taste right. You don't have enough yeast, if you're using yeast for the cake, or if you don't have a baking powder or baking soda or whatever you use to make the cake, if you don't have enough in that, the cake won't rise. All these ingredients that you need for the cake, whether it be milk and eggs or whatever you want to put in or whatever type of flour you want to use, it has to go in at the same time, okay? Because if it doesn't go in at the same time when you cook it, when you cook those vegetables at 98.6 degrees, all right, they're not going to be able to break things down to give you the proper nutrients from the foods that you're eating. See, because you're eating not to gain weight, not to lose weight, not to be healthy, not to not be healthy. You're eating to make that perfect cell. And if you're eating to make the perfect cell, every 7 years, your body will replenish itself, and you won't be creating defective cells. You'll be creating perfect cells. Your skin will start coming out right. Whatever diseases that you have, they'll start going away and disappearing. You won't be, if you're a diabetic, that will go away. Everything will go away if you're eating properly. But you, if you're a vegetarian, like the Bible says, 129, we're supposed to be vegetarians. Vegetables and seed bran plants were given to us for meat. All right? Hey, well, you know, the 1%, they're going to flip stuff around because the meat is a trillion. The animal flesh industry is a $1 trillion industry. They don't want to give up a little cow and pork and chicken and stuff. They lose a lot of money. So instead of them calling flesh flesh, they started calling flesh meat. Because the Bible says it's given us for meat. And certain passages in the Bible said you're not supposed to give up meat. But they wasn't talking about flesh. They were talking about your herbs and vegetables. Because we're supposed to be herbivores. That's what they call things that eat herbs, plants. We're supposed to be on a plant-based diet. You follow what I'm saying? Now, what I'm giving you five vegetables, okay, that you're supposed to eat. That will give you one cup of these vegetables eaten together. Because it's not so much being a vegetarian. It's the combination of vegetables that you need to give you the 80 to 90 nutrients that you need every day, you know? And this is what you're supposed to be focusing on. You should have a nutrient chart in your house to tell you exactly what's in the foods that you're eating. So you don't get too much vitamin C or too much vitamin D. You won't get too much iron. You know, you won't get too much sodium. You know exactly what you're getting every day. Now, they asked me in the hospital, you don't take no supplements? No, because everything I get comes from the food. I'm 74, under no medication. Well, they want me to take some blood thinner because of the clots, but, you know, there's garlic and there's other things for the blood thinner. They gave me something for my blood pressure, but I haven't taken any of the blood pressure medicine. I'm going to take the blood thinners for about 4 or 5 days just until I get my food set up, so I won't need that anymore, you know. What I take for my blood pressure, right, every day I have a cup of tea. I have a cup of tea with I put garlic, ginger, paprika. Just a little bit. I put a little bit of garlic, ginger, paprika, turmeric, and lemon. And I use some, I have tea that has probiotics. I take a probiotic green tea, all right? I put that in there, 8 ounces, heat it up, and I put 3 teaspoons of sugar because, you know, if you put them three vegetables, you put that stuff together, it is not going to taste good. I'm telling you. So, but I, with the sugar that I use, it's cane sugar, but it's like naturally processed. It's Jamaican brown cane sugar. That's what I use. It's crystals. Well, it's crystals. It's brown, but it still has the maple in it, you know. So I use the Jamaican brown sugar, and that's what I use. And it, when I take my blood pressure, it's normal. Okay, every day it's normal as long as I take that. Because I think I don't know if the blood clot's been pushing my pressure up or whatever, you know, but I'll get rid of the blood clot. It's not a problem just by eating. Dr. Paul told us, he told me about 5 years ago, onion soup is the best thing to knock the blood clots off. So my five vegetables that I eat, what I do, I put them in the, I make a soup with the onions now. So I'm eating an onion vegetable soup. With my five vegetables, put my onions in there, and I make an onion soup. So I'm eating my vegetables. I'm not just eating them, you know, because normally I cook the vegetables and just dump it off, dump the water off and just eat the vegetables. But I'm making a soup out of it now because of the clotting. So I'm getting my onion soup in along with my vegetables, and everything should be fine. So in about 3 or 4 days, I won't need the blood thinners anymore, you know. Although the blood thinner they gave me, the side effect, the blood thinner they gave me don't have has very little side effects to it, so that's why I take it. Okay, it's on the halfway. We're halfway on the hour, so every day we have people that are on the airways trying to give you information, trying to help you out. And what I do, I try to give back a little bit. So I buy a commercial, and I give them free airtime. So like I said, if you hit one. If you have a, if you have a business or something that you're promoting, you know, just let me know. And how you want it set up, I'll give you a number. You can text me, tell me what you want said, all right? And I'll promote your business as well. Or if you just want to make a shout out, just talk about your business every, I'll give you 1 or 2 minutes to just talk about your business every week if you want to on an airwave, you know. We have a pretty good little crowd here, you know. This is Elohim of Elohim Five Tribes of the Consolation Elohim Society, Society of Love Radio. Okay, we present Elohim Speaks every Sunday at 8 to 9. That's Philadelphia time. The call the number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out. And we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We use the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay? And if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Also, on Monday, now we have society meetings on Monday at 5 o'clock. And between now and the end of the month, we invite general public and everybody else to tune in with us on Monday at 6 o'clock or 6 or 7 to listen to how the society meetings go and how we talk, okay? The number is 516-453-9230, the same number, okay? That's going to be until the end of January. After that, then we're going to separate our society meetings from the public meetings like that, okay? So we're going to be talking about local business, and we're a private society, so everybody in our business, okay? I've released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So, you know, check it out. This is how we make all the money selling YouTube. We have a book on the market. That's the name of the song, Jesus is Coming. So we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. Boy, are we in a mess, okay? I remember, brothers, it takes two to make them, all right? I know y'all be having fun making them, but you have to, it takes two to take care of them, too. So be mindful and look out for the sisters, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. That's the one that's on the market. I have one that don't go on the market. It's just restricted just for society members, okay? For information about that book, you can call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. That's Monday through Saturday, and you get information about the book, okay? I'm also in the gold business. I buy and sell gold. I'm with Carrot Bar. So if you need more information about the gold, call the same number, 215-758-1703, and we'll talk about the goal, okay? Now, I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he helps fill in the missing pieces of history. He understands history. A lot of historians, I'm talking about Dr. Clark and Harlem, they're giving you history, but they really don't understand it. You know, this guy actually understands history. That's why I like him so much. I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mac and Son. Brother Mac's a little under the weather right now, so we want to give him a shout out right quick. His show is Come On, 6 o'clock. He talks about black history, health, economics, and politics. Their calling number is 319-527-6199. If you want me to redo a number or something, just hit one and let me know, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kimitri 11. She has a spoken word, and she speaks a good word. You need to check her out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love Unam. Her calling number is 909-749-8626, okay? All right? So just give her a call about what's going on with her. I do spiritual readings, too. She read me, I read her, and she's pretty good. It came out pretty good, you know? Also, I think myself of the Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNA, ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at 267-822-2320, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. In fact, we're going to Africa in July. So if you guys want to make the trip with us, let us know. You can call you can call Brother Siddiqui, RBG Industries. They make design and clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, give them a call. I got 4 tailor-made outfits. Nothing like a tailor-made outfit. That number is 609-638-5828. That's what Brother Siddiqui can help you out. Now we have Safemore Electronics. Stick with checks out. That's one of my children's companies. He does electric work. He'll put your lights on and make sure that the lights is working, you know, circuits are working and everything. He does a pretty good job. He doesn't work on me. He's pretty good at it. He's licensed and certified, so you don't have to worry about that. His calling number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. You can just go to YouTube, heaven2019tee.thornton. And for more information, just call 267-259-4077. He has a beautiful recording studio up there. So those of you into music, want to do a little recording, give him a call and go on up and check him out, you know. In fact, when you listen to my album, he did some of the harmony on my album. I did I did a couple of songs in his studio because I got my own studio too. But I did some of the songs in his studio as well, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Talk Learning Academy. Stick my chest out again. That's what my daughter's company. She's licensed certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Telepath happened before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address is TaylorTopLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram, Taylor_Top_LA. Okay, I'm not down too much with Instagram, but you know, this is a whole new world out here today, boy. I'd also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. He sells herbs and everything that you need, especially in this damn time. You need his number on the speed dial. We also have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-63-3864. Let me do that again. 631-561-3864. That's Dr. Paul. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. But just give one of them a call and don't worry, be healthy, okay? All right, so now we've given back to the public, for the people that try to help us so much. They've been on the air teaching for a long time, so we talk the talk, we have to walk the walk, right? Well, now, Let's get back into the topic, all right? The topic, we're dealing with health today. This week, we're dealing with health based on what the Bible is saying about health. Now, we deal with the Bible as a code book, not as a religious book. Talk to some people who deal with a religious book, and they just can't see, okay? Half of them don't even know that they're supposed to be vegetarian, you know, because they say, well, they follow the Bible, I believe Jesus in the Bible, the King James Version. I send them to Genesis 1:29, and they're sitting there with their mouth open. And they're eating everything under the sun, wondering why they spend so much time in the doctor's office. Okay? The only time you should see a doctor once or twice a year for a checkup. That's how healthy you're supposed to be. Also, try to stay away from the scoopio punch as much as possible. All right? I think it's, I forget the number of parts per million that they have of junk in the water, but it's too much. All right? Now, what I want to do, okay, just to give you an idea, because when I talk about the cake and eating a combination of vegetables, all right, that's important. You can't just be a vegetarian, you know. You need to eat vegetables in combination. And if you are going on a plant-based diet, vegan or vegetarian, the three names, if you're going on one of these diets, you really need to know exactly what you're doing. All right. Now, normally every week I go through on health week I go through one of these particular things, but this week I might do a couple of them here because I want you to see what I'm talking about when I'm telling you that you need the combination of vegetables when you eat. Get the breakfast, lunch, and dinner mindset out of your mind, because that don't work. I'm sorry, that don't work. Ask anybody over 50, you're on some kind of medication, even if you remember they die, right? Now, I'm not saying you can't eat 3 meals a day, but it's what you're eating that makes the difference, okay? Now, let's deal with protein, okay? Protein passes as part of the structure of every cell, such as muscle, blood, and bone, supports growth and maintains health. Body cells constitutes part of an enzyme, some hormones, and body fluids, antibodies that increase resistance to infection. Okay, that's how important your proteins is. Now, this is a book. I'll give you a list of where they say proteins come from. Everybody don't want to be a vegetarian, so. It comes from meat, poultry, fish, dried beans and peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. That's where most people are getting their proteins from, okay? Now, I recommend, okay, I see they say meat. Do you know where I'm coming from? Now, when they say meat, they talk about red meat. Okay? Meat, poultry, and fish, see? But we know, based on the Bible, that meat is supposed to be plants. They should say flesh, that's what it should say. See what I'm saying? But they're tricking you to think that your flesh that you're eating is meat according to the Bible. The Bible didn't give you flesh for meat. All right? Now, what I'm saying is that, now I'm going to read the next one, right? You're talking about carbohydrates, just to give you an example. Supplies of energy so that the proteins can be used. Now, hear me again. Supplies energy so that proteins can be used for growth and maintenance of body cells. Unrefined products supply fiber for regular elimination, assist in fat utilization. Now, the most important thing that I want you to hear is that it supplies energy so that protein can be used. So you need protein and carbohydrates in the body at the same time, because they work together. Now, just thinking about that cake, you understand? All these things need to be in your body at the same time. Why? To make the perfect cell, so that every 7 years your body is becoming completely perfect again. And if you eat properly, it will begin to reduce the aging process. You look at some people, they're totally gray. No black in their hair at all when they get to a certain age. Nobody should be totally gray. That black hair should be coming back if they're eating properly, okay? It's kind of interesting. This is why I'm going through this right quick here. And you got fat. Constitutes part of, oh, wait a minute. I didn't list them. What has carbohydrates, all right? Okay, we got cereals, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Now, make no mistake about it. Your body needs sugar. And what type of sugar, how much sugar that you put in the body. Okay? Naturally, your body only needs 3 teaspoons of sugar. That's what your body needs for the whole day. You drink one of them sodas, boy, you get half a cup of sugar, you know me, you get half a cup of sugar in one day, but you only need 3 teaspoons of sugar, period. So as you go through the day drinking stuff, you have to try to drink things that you can drink without dumping sugar in it, okay? Now, like I said, I put 3 teaspoons of sugar in my tea, right, to keep my blood pressure down. But once I drink that one tea, that's it. Now, if I get another tea, I'll have to drink. Now, when I drink another tea again, I just drink the green tea with probiotics. I don't put the other stuff in. I just drink it down like that, you know. Because taste, you know, we like the things that taste good, okay? And I like sweet stuff. So I have to really be mindful of what I eat and what I have, okay? So we just did the carbohydrates, right? Now, this is fat. Constitutes part of the structure of every cell, supplies essential fatty acids, provides and carries fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K, okay? Constitutes part of the structure of every cell. So you can't eat without having the proper fat in your diet. Now, where does this fat come from? Shortening, oil, butter, margarine, salads, dressing, fatty, here they go again, fatty meats. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it, you need all of this stuff in your body when you eat, okay? Now, the 5 vegetables that I mentioned, that's for a 1,000-calorie diet. Now, when you go to nutrients.gov and they list all the stuff that you need, they're basing it on a 2,000-calorie diet. You should have, okay, a nutrient chart, all right? You should have a nutrient chart in your house. Now, those who are on the line, if you have a special food that you like and you want to know what's in it, just hit one, tell me what the food is, and I'll list stuff that's in the food, okay? If you have a special food that I only got 11 minutes left, so I can't do the whole diet. But I can do one special food. If you want me to list what's in one special food, just hit one and tell me what that special food is, and I'll tell you what's in it. I got my charts right here. I can go through all the doggone food. That's what I'm saying, because your foods, your plants also become medicine, see? So you take plants for medicinal things. Now, one thing you have to have, especially if you're getting older, you got to get that vitamin D in. If you're not getting enough vitamin D in, you might have to take a supplement. Or even if you're vegan, you might have to drink 1 8-ounce cup of milk. Cows milk, oh my God, I didn't give a damn. If you're sick, you're using it not as food, you're using it as a medicine. Well, cow's milk has a lot of that's a lot of mucus in it, so you have to be careful with the cow's milk, you know. And some of the nut milk that they make, like almond milk, almond's got poison in it, so you don't want to drink too much almond milk either. So you have to be careful. You have to do your research. You have to check this stuff out before you use it. You know what I'm saying? Now, okay. So there's what we have set. Now let's say vitamin A, which is called retinol, all right? Assists formation and maintenance of skin, and Oh, and the skin and mucous membranes, that line the body cavities and tracts, such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract, thus increasing resistance to infection. Okay? Function in visual processing and forms visual purple, thus promoting healthy eye tissue and eye adaption in dim light. You know what I'm saying? So now your vitamin A, which is retinol, is good for your eyes. Now, where do you get the vitamin A from? Liver, carrot, sweet peas, greens. They got green, yellow, or orange vegetables and fruits. Okay? So they say carrots and sweet potatoes. Now, what's in the carrots and sweet potatoes? That's the, what another name that's so good for you. Beta carotene. Beta carotene is great for your eyes. When I had trouble for my eyes with the five vegetables, I put a small sweet potato in with the vegetables to help give me a little more beta carotene. But you got beta carotene in your green leafy vegetables, and all that stuff got beta carotene in it. So you follow what I'm saying? Now, what they don't mention here is your choline. The choline is the stuff for your brain to keep your brain active. Those five vegetables give you all the choline you need, you know, to help your brain. Now, once you do these five vegetables and you make up your nutrient chart, you'll see how powerful these vegetables are. They're valuable. Now, you eat these vegetables, you're eating them to make the perfect cell, okay? So every 7 years, your body is rejuvenating itself properly. You're not making defective cells. Get the 3-meal-a-day diet out of your mind. You get up in the morning, have some nice-sized vegetables, the potatoes and eggs and bacon. It's too much protein for the day. You're not getting no green beefy vegetables, none of the stuff that the body needs to really help make that perfect cell. And it's hard for your body to digest the food if you don't give it everything it's supposed to have. You have to give it these vegetables so they can digest the food properly. Now, remember, where's the immune system? The immune system is in your gut. Okay? Don't hurt every now and then to throw a little sauerkraut down there, you know, some probiotics down there. Don't hurt. You know what I mean? Okay. We did the retinol. I don't have much time. I only got about 7 minutes left. Let's deal with the vitamin C. But what I'm trying to get you to see is that all of the minerals and nutrients work together. And if they're not in there at the same time, you're not making the perfect cell. And when you go to the doctor, they're going to find something. Every time I go, I mean, they look hard. They say they might have saw a couple spots on my liver. You know, might have. They use the term might just to get me worried. Well, it might come from cancer. I'm not worried about cancer because we cure cancer, okay? They took Dr. Sabi to court because he's telling them how to cure cancer. You know, so I'm not worried about it. Tell me I got cancer. You tell me I got that's fine. You don't have to give me no radiation. I'm going to go at home and drink my diet, and it'll go away. In fact, last year they saw something in my spleen. They thought it might be cancer. So they wanted to do a biopsy, stick some hole in my stomach, go through my lining, all that. And I said, no, I don't think so. You know, and they was really promoting this thing. Like, they was mad because I wouldn't let them do a biopsy. Because if they do a biopsy, they're going to aggravate that spot. That's all I'm saying. Something's going to come loose. Something's going to happen down there that you don't want to happen. So I said, no biopsy. So this year, when I went in and they checked it, guess what? There was nothing there. They couldn't find anything because I switched up to start, and I became more true to my diet to make sure I get rid of this little stuff they talk about. But if you need to know what's wrong with your body, the best place to go is the doctor. They got the machines, and those doctors are experts at finding out what's wrong. The problem is they turn us over to the pharmaceutical company for the cure. And they put you on all these pills, and you know, a pharmaceutical company, they don't really want you cured. So what they give you in the medication is they make sure that the medication has a certain side effect. But if you take it long enough, something else is going to happen to the body. And then you're going to need medication for that. I got a brother that's taking 12 pills a day. 12 pills. You know, I told you, when we talk about the doctor, I said, you better hold hands with the doctor. You taking that much medication. The doctor's got to be your best friend because they understand the medication and what it's doing to the system. Okay? Well, anyhow, I just read off a few to let you know that the ingredients work together. And if you're eating and you're not putting all of the ingredients in at the same time that you need, all right, you're going to have a problem, right? And that problem is going to send you to the doctor, and you're going to be on to the pharmaceutical company. And we do cure cancer. Cancer is curable. I'm going to say it again. Cancer is curable. I'm saying we cure cancer, but I don't really cure none. Dr. Sadie, Dr. Clark, they cure the cancer. Well, Dr. Clark's not alive now, but her children have taken over her practice. Although they ran into Mexico, kicked her out of, she can't practice in the country because she's curing stuff. Ain't no money in no cure, especially if they're using vegetables. The pharmaceutical, oh no, all that expensive equipment and all that stuff in there, it comes from someplace, it comes from selling drugs. You see how the drug boys live on TV? They be living large, the drug boys. So, and when you got legal drugs that these people can sell you all day long, you know they're getting paid. That's what I'm talking about. Being a drug dealer is not a bad thing, you know what I mean? If you're not in, well, I got to be careful how I say that. Because I don't want people out there selling coke and heroin on the street. That don't make sense. Because it's not regulated. And people have too free access to this stuff. It's really going to shut them down. They don't become, great members of a society, you know. Let me drop this in right quick. We've got about 3 minutes. Okay. First of all, I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Let me know I'm not here by myself. Okay. You don't have to say anything, you know, because what I'll be talking about, you can just listen and take it in. You can take notes if you want, write it down. But the main thing I want you to do is at least listen to what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying, okay? What was I going to hear? Well, listen and think about what I'm saying. That's the main thing, okay? I know it's hard to get off the feed that you're on. I mean, you get up in the morning and you smell a little bacon cooking. Oh, man. I mean, back in the day, if we didn't smell a little bacon still cooking in the morning, and no bacon tastes better than that pork bacon, I'm telling you. But I haven't eaten that stuff in like 40 years. Okay? So it's hard to get off some of this stuff because your body's still going to be asking for it, right? But you are in control. Okay, I know the church say God is in control. Well, they're right, because Psalm 82 says you are a God. You are in control. Control is that, okay? And you can do whatever you want. Your potential is unlimited, all right? Okay, we're almost out of time here. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for calling, who's on the line. And what I'd like to do right now is do my closing assertion before we stop streaming. Okay, I have walked the path of a divine energy today and did not break the universal law or read what you saw. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, if you want to find out about what the society is doing and how government works and how government runs, just tune in tomorrow, which is Monday at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. We'll be talking about society and the trust and all that stuff and how things work, okay? I am Elohim. I am your host, okay? The call-in number for the station is 516-453-9230. The call-in number for here. Okay. Now, if you need any extra information about the books or anything like that there, if you want to, I forgot, we just released a meditation CD. So if you want information on a meditation CD and stuff like that, or my album, anything like that there, just call 215-758-1703 and we can give you information. Now, I'm mailing stuff out, like getting that kind of slow. A person just called me the other day saying they got their information, and I mailed theirs over a month ago. They just now get it, okay? Our slogan is love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? So those of you, I hope you're calling tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and we'll chit-chat some more, okay? Much love.